Life on a teeter-totter. Okay,
yes,
Trump seems to be promoting vaccines.
It's not a vaccine. He's got new insight. It's not going to be a vaccine. They're going to call it a vaccine, but it's not going to be a vaccine. He's going to introduce into the meat sex system. He has new information just today. He's got an inside of some inside push that's going to become a solver, not a polio vaccine, which is interesting. You don't have a problem with a polio vaccine. Very interesting. You don't have a problem with it because how polio vaccine works. It doesn't work like a flu vaccine. It doesn't work that way. Okay, do you remember the drugs that they've come up with that now eradicate hepatitis B?
Yes, yes.
And A? Okay, that's not a vaccine. What that is a drug that isolates the genome in the cellular strata that does not allow or permit hepatitis to flourish.
Uh-huh.
So you go through a schedule. Why wouldn't you just take all the pills at once and solve it? No, because it'd kill you. You build it up, build it up, build it up. So what this is going to be is like that, to not as a vaccination, but as a prophylactic medicine to impede the corona-like viral load. You're going to see.
Wow.
There's not going to be a vaccine. He hasn't said that yet. Because if he said something else, my God, the Democrats are ready to blow their fucking brains out anyway. If he came up with anything clever at this point, not a good day. He's going to say whatever he has to say for now.
Yeah.
Okay, 2 points. So you're saying the Democrats will blow themselves up because he one-upped them by being clever?
They don't even know. He doesn't even know that he's got it yet, Bob. He doesn't even know he's clever yet.
No, but just on that point, if he came up with something, he said something clever, they blow themselves up out of being defeated by Trump because he was clever
They
weren't.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. And so they're all saying they have to have a vaccine. We're not opening our state up until we have a vaccine. We're not going to do anything until we have a vaccine. So he's going to say, okay, stupid motherfucker, here's your goddamn vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all. It's not a vaccine at all. And at the very end, they're going to say, well, this isn't like a vaccine, but it works. Okay. Okay, well, then it's not a vaccine. Okay, well, we're not going to let our kids get it. And he's like, I don't give a shit. You got this all wrong. Y'all got the wrong one. You need to be asking to suck my dick. I'm not offering you my dick to suck. If you don't want the vaccine, don't have it, but you're going to die. We don't care. We're not pushing anything down your fucking throat hole. You motherfuckers, you need to be proud to be an American. You don't need to stand up here and say, complain because you're an American. Take yourself and know who you are and God, or get the fuck out. That's what you need to know. That's coming pretty quick, Bob. But this is not going to be a vaccine. It's going to be a element that allows or ceases the further continuance of the corona-like appendages that are coming. Because, see, the thing hasn't even morphed into the worst parts yet, Bob. The dude they fired because he was talking shit.
Dr. Bright.
He comes in. Yeah, he comes in and he says, this winter is going to be the darkest winter in American history. He's on to something, Bob.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Trump, I think.
Oh, well, who cares? Trump doesn't like Trump.
Okay, so
Trump doesn't like Trump.
Okay, he's correct on his terms, but is he valid in his criticism of that he should be back in charge of Bardo?
He can't run his own household. How's he going to run something? He can't run nothing. He's just smart enough to know a few of the catch words that are appropriate, and he's making points that are valid. But so did William Irwin Thompson, and see what it did it for him. See?
Right. Okay, so all that you've just said about the new vaccine, is that public information to be played?
Hell yes. Tell every goddamn body to tell him twice. Tell him twice. Tell him eight times. Tell him again. Put it on a loop. Put it on a loop. Make him get sick of listening.
Can we put it on the Dead Bob Show? Can we put it on the Dead Bob
Show?
Yeah,
play it on the Dead Bob Show.
Let's have
Ion
as a guest on the Dead Bob Show. Dr. Ion.
He's just trying to get a date. Now, we'll let us sponsor it. We'll sponsor it. We'll make it a commercial. That would be good. Jenny Bell would love that.
This thing will be trying to get a date. Am I making any headway with any of these 90-year-olds on Carol's show?
Right.
How's it look?
Yeah. It's doing good. But you should try the younger, deader ones. The deader ones are better. The younger ones, they still got a little shape to them, Bob. They're not quite so dehydrated, you see. They got a little more hydration to it. You know the only difference between a raisin and a grape, don't you?
Dehydration.
No, moisturizer.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Carolyn's laughing because that's what women are trying to do always is hydrate themselves, having hydrated skin.
Okay. Hydrate the cells, Carolyn? Is that what he just said?
It's all about hydration. Getting enough liquid into the cells makes them work properly.
That'll stay. That's the trick. That'll stay. Now, we're tired of those fucking sick people. They're about making us sick. The sick people are making us sick. Let's get some well people and make them weller. So you're going to have a nice balance there so we can get Bob pumping. If he's going to have all this necrophilia going on, we got to keep his heart rate up, Carolyn, so he can keep up with the big boys anymore.
Okay, so Carolyn, we talk about that hydration is the key to everything. Is that water, H2O?
Hydrogen, Bob. Hydrogen, not water.
Yeah, it's hydrogen. Is that right, Carol? Hydration isn't drinking water, Carol.
Well, it is, but in water there's a lot of hydrogen.
That's the key, not the O, the H2O.
The O is the oxidizer. It's the rotter. It's what makes your shit stink. It's what makes your hair fall out. It's what makes your skin fall off. It's what eats you away. It's what makes you rusty.
Right. So
what makes your house fall down.
I think it's a cliche or a common truth, Carolyn, that hydrogen is the most plentiful element in our world. Right. And is water the most plentiful element or molecule or substance?
70% of the world is water. It's how they hold it. Oxygen becomes a placeholder for hydrogen.
Right. So that's fallen man. Non-fallen man, ascended man, won't need oxygen as a placeholder, correct, for hydrogen?
That's correct. And then that's what little man says is going to kill him, is the lack of oxygen.
Right. So H, most quantifiably prevalent mineral or atom or whatever you call it. What is it, an atom, Carol?
Baloney. Call it baloney. It's baloney. It's baloney.
Right.
Call it baloney.
And then that's shown in water, which is the most plentiful substance. So it's all about.
And if you take all the oxygen away, so you're going to have a shitload of hydrogen, almost too much hydrogen, so the meat sack can't keep up with that. So we got to gradually get you off the oxygen. And then gradually reduce the oxygen, and then gradually get you on the hydrogen, and then gradually increase the hydrogen, and get you damn ass down the further down the Emmaus Road.
Okay,
the land of ascension.
Did you know what he just said before? That's a good overview for people to hear. Did you know that, Carol, what he just said?
Not those exact words, but they make sense.
Okay. So, what would
be
the
next dollars? They make dollars. They're going to make dollars. Dollars.
Was hydrogen the content of the ascended continent?
Yes. It still is.
All right.
You're saying was like that some past tense thing. It still is, Bob.
Right. And the continent was surrounded by a global ocean before the seven continents populated the ocean. So we would
say no, but yes. It's a version of the ocean. It's a version of the ocean.
Right. It'd be different because it wouldn't have the oxygen in the ascending continent.
Right. That's right. That's right. So it puts the blue in the sea. You know how the water is blue? You know where you live, the water is blue. Did you know that?
Okay, but what puts the blue in the sea? Oxygen?
Hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Yeah.
All right. Is this hydrogen connected to non-physical, or there was no non-physical before we fell?
Don't know the difference. It doesn't make any sense what you're saying. Either way, it's clever, too clever by half, because either there wasn't enough, and this is what that enough was, or there was too much that you couldn't qualify for then. So you change your words a little bit to make it liturgically acceptable. Please.
You wouldn't, in the ascended continent existence, you wouldn't have these divisions among substances like hydrogen and oxygen.
Correct. So you certainly wouldn't come now and argue for the condition with or without those conditions. There wouldn't be those conditions.
Yeah, or with or without non-physical.
Correct. That's exactly right. Because just like now, there's no part of you that doesn't include us, except for now what's happening. This is a sidebar, a little bit of sidebar, but except for now what's happening, you have a new bleed. Carolyn Scott's going to call this as a brain bleed. It's known as an aneurysm. Aneurysms are very dangerous, Bob. They're no good. They're no good. You barely can survive a brain bleed. And what's going to happen soon is people are going to ascend, or they're going to be freed up to such a degree and level, they're going to be suffering from something called a brain bleed. And if they have an aneurysm just right, they just fall over dead. No other reason. They find out later. Good autopsies. It's hard to pass an autopsy and not find out what happened.
Right. More content we can play on Saturday.
Sure.
Okay. No non-physical. So, yeah, when we fell, we started to make separations. You could say the heaven from the earth. Non-physical from physical. This is the fallen condition. All these categories. So why did you emphasize? So here's the question: why did you emphasize non-physical when you first started talking to us in 2009? Is that you had to clear up our assumption?
No, you didn't have an. The problem was you didn't have an assumption. You needed an assumption. We had to create the assumption for you to assume. You didn't have a clue. You thought you were just a little man trying to survive until you died. You thought you were just trying to make it longer than fucking Mae Russell. You were just sad because you lost Michael Blake Reed. You just wondered what happened and why Worcester even mattered anyway, because he didn't want to be significant, and why poor Vern had to go in his stead, you see? Because you had a circular condition of Carolyn was trying to keep your damn ass clean enough, long enough, so you could live long enough to complain about living so long.
I had no non-physical. You're not talking about O for now, are you?
You never had a way to validate a good reason to do an intubation.
Uh-oh, is that word, Karen? What's intubation? I never had a reason to accept intubation, Ion.
Intubation, that's correct. Now you can easily, if it was a part of ascension, it would be no problem. But it's not. But you most certainly had to explain it.
I have to explain why people need intubation or why I have intubation?
You have to find out why there is an issue with intubation.
Well, I'll leave that to Carolyn, but you make a note of that, Carolyn.
Yeah.
But the now I was the most evolved person on the planet, so everybody else had no fucking clue of anything.
That's true. But then you're the only person here that could self-trach yourself, but you didn't want to leave a scar.
Say that, Carolyn. I could self what myself?
Perform a tracheotomy on yourself.
I could do it to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, but you wouldn't do it because it would leave a scar.
Right. So, Carolyn, inside, the scar would be inside in the throat, right?
Beyond your throat, external.
Don't you appreciate this new knowledge? No. Yeah, all this stuff about hygiene, non-physical. Boy, oh boy, you're limited. Okay. Well, we'll carry on without her. Okay. She just can't not up to this topic. Very important topic.
Yeah. As they said, they're only here for the beer, Bob. They're only here for the beer.
Okay, so we were just saying that.
You were asking, why did you emphasize non-physical when you first started talking to us? And
because
then it went off the rails.
Right. No,
yeah.
So then I learned the assumption. I built up the assumption, and everybody else was listening. And then you moved toward canceling that requirement of non-physical lately, correct?
And telling us? You're asking
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
No?
No, yeah, you've emphasized over the last couple of years when I would say, well, non-physical is for fallen man, and as we get ascended, we don't require this concept non-physical. We did for
That's
35
right.
years, but not now.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, the separation, and here's the rub, and here's what's happened. In that, do you know the emoluments clause, Bob?
And I've heard them discuss it about Trump and that, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay, here we go. You have to set a condition to say this is too much or over the line. So now what happens with non-physical, there's a non-physical. You have to have something to step to say there's a penalty phase or a penalty clause. So here's what's happened. You have the tech body, which is siphoning off power. Probably all the power. And at this stage of the game, you're only going to need Carolyn because she's the most fun of this crowd, and you because you're hanging around for the long haul, and us. And there's not going to be anything else left. You're not going to have anybody else. There's not going to be anything else. If they don't get it, they don't come into their place of power, it's not going to matter because there's not going to be enough to sustain them. The rub is to come into your place of power. Otherwise, you can't survive in the environment, however clever and witty you think you may or may not be. So, the point is to take it to the nth degree, to completion. Fait au accompli. Then what happens is you can start applying it. The way Carolyn can now make a decision of what she's going to work on and then set the angels off to prescribe it. And then someone fills the prescription with her name on it. Okay, that's good, but you don't stop there. You carry on with it. Then you do your follow-up. Who's charting? Ain't nobody charting, Carolyn. Who's documenting who's doing what? You're sitting here running around with a tin blade and nobody's charting. Well, if you ain't charting, you didn't do it. Well, okay, then there's the rub. So that's what Trump's running into right now. He's trying to find some type of vernacular that could be applied to give him credit for Bobdom, Dobbstown, lockdown, bib bob, blib blab, Marshall rule. Okay? He's trying to find a way to make that apply, but you must get, it's a bit incredulous when you start listening to Bob for long, how you embrace that ridiculousness. Long, it's good for a few minutes, but after a while it's like, damn, you can't embrace it. I wouldn't buy that for a dollar. It's ridiculous. My chart bullshit. It's the most ridiculous thing ever, ever, ever. Then all of a sudden it starts applying. Things start showing up. And they go, no, it did. Yes, it fell. I said, lockdown, Bob Rue. FEMA cramp. Now they're living in them. Can't go outside. Stop the world economy. See, they can't argue with that, you see. It's one thing for us to say California's burning, but Bob says, well, you know, I'm really done with academia. It's ridiculous. We're just going to shut that down. And God damn, the world stopped. It's like, get out of town. You can't physically do that. So he's running on the snapping terrapin that only releases when the thunder strikes. You understand?
I'm doing that. I'm running on that, he said.
You are. Because, see, the turtles won't turn loose. When they bite, they won't turn loose till thunder strikes. Lightning strikes that creates thunder. They won't release.
In other words, they won't bite. But once the thunder happens,
they won't turn loose. They won't turn loose. Once they bite, they won't turn loose until there's thunder.
They bite first, and then they wait for thunder. Then what happens? They stop biting.
And they'll release. They'll release their lock on their jaw.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Carolyn can't get that beyond her pay grade. Just hold it, Carolyn.
Oh,
okay. We'll give you your
understood.
Time. Yeah, it's understood.
how Carolyn, how magnanimous of Bob to give you that nine. Oh, nice. That's great. Don't you feel vindicated, dear? You feel vindicated.
Okay.
We're still
we were talking. Okay, you were discussing the Ayanot in particular before you named a few, but you were discussing how there's only you to talk to in Carolyn in the long run. The Ayanot would drop off, is what you seem to be saying. You know, 10 minutes ago.
Sometimes
that happens. Okay, so Bill Gates is on his vaccination warpath. He's going to come with vaccination. What Trump comes up with, which you've explained, will surprise Gates. Will he resist it? Will it fit his desire for this nebulous vaccination he's looking for?
Yes.
He'll accept it.
Troublesome. Trouble. Well, he has no choice. See, that's the thing. Gates doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice. What choice does he have? He has
right,
no choice.
They're trying to put him up as an authority figure. Will he be shocked that Trump came up with something or Trump's team that he had nothing to do with? Well, that's shocking since Trump's non-intelligent.
Of course.
All right, Carolyn.
I mean,
thank
come
you.
On, Bob. You know better than
yeah,
that.
I know a lot. I know so much. Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay.
Sorry for the digression, but we had to get him something to work with, Carolyn. We had to get him something.
Yeah, okay.
It was a good digression. Very good, Aya. Aya's going to like it. Oh, okay.
Question.
Now what happens is it becomes the anomaly. This whole thing is going to become a good chemotherapy-based conversation because at some
mm-hmm.
point they're going to try to cure ascension. At some
mm-hmm.
point. They're going to try to cure
I see.
It's showing up a little too much. Now, granted, we may be doing it. Okay, yeah, we are doing it. Okay, well enough. We're doing it. And we're trying as best we can. We're trying to do everything we can do to keep you the fuck out of it because if it gets ugly, we don't want you in ugly. You can't take
yeah.
ugly right this time. Second, because people are depending on you, Carolyn. You can't go out here free balling, doing whatever stuff you want to do. You can't do that. And you could, because you're a big girl. You can make it. You've been through lots worse than this, for Pete's sake. But other people are depending on you, and that's not been the case, you see. Now, you don't have a choice. You've got to make this work. You have no choice. And we're going to help. It's going to be fine. You just got to stay on your P's, watch your P's and Q's, your pints and quarts. Watch your P's and Q's. And once that happens, then you'll know how to navigate it because you always see it coming. Why is it that no one else can see it coming? They come up with these pied ideals, and you go, well, wait a minute, that doesn't hold right. Wait a minute, okay, that sounds good. Well, okay, except for. You see, you pick it apart. You're nice about it. You're pleasant. Don't give up on that right this second. You can't because it's the stakes are going up each level that you go. And what we want to do is we want to make sure you're on your A game long enough so that your A game can sustain you past that till you can prove out your works. These are those words that you are jealous to hold on to, and we appreciate that beyond words.
Mm-hmm. Right. So and Jenny's thought to go a little more public against the vaccines, against. That's probably not appropriate right now, especially if the vaccine is going to be something different.
People are
going to, yeah.
People will shoot you in the face. They'll shoot you in the face. Carolyn, they're scared
mm-hmm.
to death. They've lost their business. They've lost their family. They've lost a loved one, whatever that means, over some ridiculous thing that science, you didn't save them from. And
mm-hmm.
now you are going to say, oh, well, don't do this and don't do this. Fuck you and what you're telling me not to do. I'm dying
mm-hmm.
and I can't go to work and I can't go outside mm-hmm. and I don't have anything. And I'm not really pie out of you to come out here telling me now what I got to do. You don't have a clue, living in your goddamn mansion up there in the sky somewhere, running around running something. It's ridiculous. I got to go to work. I got to function. I got to do something. I got to blah, 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 blah. Now, that doesn't, that's not what that means. But they can't, you cannot be, well, no, let's be careful. It would not be fortuitous for you to be seen as the prescriber of a good business decision would be, okay, everybody, shelter in place for another 2 years, and we'll see how it works, then we'll look at it again. You see, that's good business. That's good sense, too. That's good work. That's good. Stay away from everything until it gets cleaned out, then we'll figure it out. But you can't really do that.
This business about a vaccine that's similar to the hepatitis B solution, or was it hepatitis C? I mean, that makes sense to me because that's a drug that actually works. So,
Well, and what happens is it's not a vaccine. Not a vaccine.
Yeah.
It is something that changes the body's ability to hold the hepatitis B, C, D, Z. Pick a number. It's always something. It basically changes the way the body works. Now, what Trump's going to come up with, blah, 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 is he's going to stop the HIV AIDS condition. And this is what he's going to use to do it. So he's going to become king of the world. Right after he buries the last Democrat.
Yeah.
You see,
so, I heard something about it. Maybe you even mentioned that he's going after the AIDS virus. So this is him going after viruses in general.
Well, it is. And it's not the viruses in general. It's everything that splits the protease inhibition. The protease inhibitors, it's the inhibition. You see, if you can control that level, nothing can get in. Nothing can get in long enough to cause a memorable damage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't break it. You see, it can't be broken. You can't break it. So it's very good. It's very good.
It's very exciting
to be alive these days.
The sun in Alaska and Hawaii will burn a person up the same way because of the Al2SO4.
Yeah.
But then there was, however, I would ask, are the ascended protected?
They are, because their dermis changes. They're not sloughing off oxygen. The staph doesn't eat their dermis away, so their dermis thickens. It's not like an exoskeleton. But you remember back yonder, just after the Taylor Key, we went through the exoskeleton and all this stuff, and you're like, but that doesn't make sense. You went on and on and on and on about those details, which is proper, but it's just for now, because remember, the dermis is going to change.
Yeah.
And when it changes, you'll be able to take, and it's not really the sunshine, darling, it's more the gamma radiation and the microwave radiation, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You become tinfoil-ish. See, and that's what Bob used to talk about when they would run his stuff. People wore the tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
You're basically going to make your own little tinfoil. Well, now, Sigourney Weaver smoking them cigarettes did the same thing in Alien. See, the alien was wrapped around this other thing. It won't be quite like that because you'll still have your meat form. But you can't tell much difference now because everybody's wrapped up in a mask and everybody has an exoskeleton with their PPE. PPEDD, everybody's in a hefty sack anymore.
The rays are coming through because the atmosphere is thinning?
No, the poles, which we said are shifting, they're flipping, stop the core from spinning, which stops the electromagnetic field, which stops, nullifies gravity, and closes the electromagnetic field, so there's no more magnetism, period.
Oh, yeah.
All magnetism has ceased. And when that field, or basically bubble, is quenched, then the radiation gamma and microwave will fry everything that's not ascended.
Yeah.
Then we'll put on her epitaph that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was right.
Yeah.
12 good years.
12 good years in three.
Well, okay, we'll see how that goes. But that was good because, see, look how you've now nailed this backward. And Bert is great because he won't let anything go. You don't either, but he really won't let anything go, meaning he'll keep picking. But Ion, you said. And he lays that out to such a degree soon to the point where it connects the dots. Because he's like, okay, Ion, why would you say that if it didn't mean something? Was
and
it just
here
for
he
shits
said,
and giggles?
Here's his words. You said we will become our own magnetic pulse generator. Well, then the answer is obvious because there are no more magnetics. We have to become, correct?
That's exactly correct. Precisely. You have no other, there's no other choice. Excellent.
Yeah. And
okay,
on
he's
that,
cutting you off. He's cutting you off, darling. He said he's going to give you your time. He said he's going to give you your time, and then he snatched it away from you just that quick. He snatched it away. We can go, we can do those old-timey Saturday morning ones where we go for just days.
I know.
Do all you want to.
We'll get up before Bob. Yeah, go back.
Yeah, there you
back
go. Burn it down.
How
back
that,
to the
Bob?
Old days.
No,
he's not going to beat
me.
He can't beat his time. He can't beat his time. That's it. He has to because you're the only thing keeping him alive, so it's a good day.
Yeah. Okay, Bob,
thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome, darling. It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
It was awesome.
You can do better.
You mentioned the phrase Hendiades in the Hexatic. Okay, remember the other day?
Yes.
Hendiades and
yes.
Hexatic Hendiades, put the two together. So I had an insight since we last talked.
We spoke.
Yeah, we've been in the Hexatic since you showed up in 2009. Maybe.
You don't necessarily know that. So you can prescribe it. But you don't know that. Go ahead.
I'm talking about the turmoil that ions cause in the world.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The frequency change. I'm calling that the Hexatic.
Well, we're noting the frequency has shifted. The frequency was already changing, but now it's kind of like we're up to something. Now something's afoot. So the trouble that you're saying that is now was always, but now you've noticed it. All we've done is put a spotlight on the condition.
Well,
complaining about.
I know what I'm complaining. I'm just saying the struggle that we've been in this period since you showed up is a bit of an illusion because underneath it's a great frequency change, a great transition, and everything is good for the ascended to manifest.
For the ascended, but it's death to the little man. See, the Democrats wouldn't like you. The Democrats wouldn't like you.
I know. So, the good, the 50 minutes of good and 50 minutes of bad is the surface foam of the struggle in this hexatic period.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes. We like the foam.
Right. And that's the Hendiades. We're one in this new situation, those that ascend. But it's one by means of two, so there's a fake struggle. There's a fake struggle between JW and Sally Yates, say. Right?
And it goes even deeper.
That's symbolic.
It goes even further.
Yeah. But I'm reminded always, I said, Bob, this is going to happen with you or without you. I call that the one that's it's going to happen, and that's a good outcome. And so there's a lot of gnashing of teeth as this inevitable shows up. And that's your Hendiades, the inevitable. No, the strife and gnashing of teeth. Do you agree with that?
Gosh, we would just adore it if we could say, oh, yes, certainly, no problem, blah, blah, blah. But we can't just exactly like that. Sorry.
Okay, well, then you have a different meaning for one by means of two. The two is not.
No, we don't. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how you apply it. The application that you're saying is fine, but you can't. You become an ipso facto condition. That's
well,
where we have a problem.
I'll just ask, how do you apply it? Because I don't know what you're referring to. So how do you apply it?
Okay. The application comes for how it lands, not how it's – it's not the elocution, Bob. It's what are the meaning of the word said. It's not the elocution, Bob. Hendiades would allow it to be presented one by means of two. But the two parts cannot have the same meaning. Otherwise, it becomes a double entendre, which is not Hendiades. It's just a squared position.
What's an example of Hendiades? Two things that are not the same, then, in the next attitude.
Carolyn getting up on both sides of the bed.
Okay. That includes our other selves, our other bodies.
It would.
Our other world.
Well, we would have to say yeah. We would say yeah. Yeah, and we would also say that that's not a problem. Some say, oh,
right.
We can't have that. Yeah, that's not a problem. That's okay.
Yeah, and it's also, so the Hendiades is translated in the phrase, there's always two conversations.
Yes, you don't know what that means, but yes, we agree. You have no
okay.
clue what that actually means, but yes, that's good.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Okay, so taking what I thought I meant, with this insight, you've refined it, clarified it. That gives
a
me
little bit.
A folk. What's a little bit?
We need to find it a little bit. Your words are solemn, and they're actually very good, and they may be on point. You just can't tell from those words the way they're prescribed. See, you can't say this is what we're suffering from, and this is the solution, and this is the answer, because you haven't quite got that far yet. You're close,
okay.
But you haven't quite got that far yet. And that's all we're saying. And we're not even sideways about it. We're just saying once you further develop it, you're going to find out how Hendiades apply. You haven't ever said that. You haven't even done that. You will soon, but not this second. But once you get the application of a Hendiades moment, it'll mean something different than what you're blaming or calling something that has a Hendiacal position.
Right. So the the hexatic part is
good.
The medium.
That was pretty good.
Let's
pretty good.
It was okay. I'll do it better. Okay, listen, Billy.
Good.
I call you Billy. Okay.
Yeah, Tommy. Okay, Tommy. You got my full divided attention.
In the McLuhan sense. Yeah. In the McLuhan sense, the medium is the hexatic and Hendiades. So I am mouthing the medium, but I don't know the content, the relevant content that
mocking.
Resonates with the medium.
Mocking the medium. I'm miming it.
Mocking
Jay? Miming it, yes. You are miming it, meaning you're repetitive. You're just repetitive. You're just repeating. And that's right. That's right. But it has a meaning, even though in the repetition, it doesn't become... it's not media driven. It's not a mediacological event until you make it. You want it to be, but it's not until you make it. Just because you fuck don't mean you get a baby, but that's how you get a baby.
Yeah. So the when Linda reads things I said in 2006 and seems to be anticipating Ion. A lot of what I said back then, you just described what I was doing. I was mocking.
Yeah.
I was parroting.
Yeah.
And then,
that's
no,
right.
I don't know if it was parroting. Mocking. And the content didn't get clarified until Ion showed up or started to get clarified of what I was.
Well, it became minding. The reason. It became the outcome of Hendiades that had a relegated position that had to apply. And so we became we made your Hendiades position true. We made your position true. Now, see, that's backwards. Because what you're saying is that those words made Ion. We go, no, 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 no. We made that ridiculous word you said valid. It's reverse.
Did anybody else in the world since the 70s or 80s when I was doing this public speaking, was anybody else in the world close to what I was doing?
Edward R. Murrow. Edward R. Murrow.
Right.
He's the most sane person ever. because he never got sidetracked or distracted by it. He never got distracted. He was a purist. He was a purist. He never got caught in Thompson's bullshit. Never.
Right. Okay. So, I did him, but then I evoked Ion, where Ion showed up to join me. That didn't happen for him.
No. But it completed you. It solved
you.
We completed you. Because because of all those naysayers, all those Nelson Thals, all those ridiculous ones, those non-believers had to be validated. And see, even when we came forth, they didn't believe. By God, look at me now. How do you like me now, Bob? Now that you're on your way, how do you like you now?
Well, and they're taken aback by that. They didn't think you'd get that.
They are. That's the Toby Keith song, How Do You Like Me Now?
Right, right.
In your radio. We're singing in your radio, How Do You Like Me Now? It's a good song. You should play that. We'll have to send it to you on Friday.
Okay. So, So I have this theory that there's social order. And technology is a part of social order, and it's ascending. Social order is ascending, and we have to adjust that besides our own personal frequency changes and shifts. Carol and I, we say about us, we're telling people about the ascension process that those that did, the St. Germains, didn't tell anybody. So we've entered the public world of social order to sell tell stuff.
You're trying to save them. You're just trying to save them. We don't know why.
But there's not, so we often, since we were on our way to do that, what we said years ago was mocking and preparing for this because we had the evolution of technology supporting what we were saying, or we had picked up on the wave and we're completing the public statement of what was never said before.
So is it environment or heredity, Bob? Which is it?
Well, that is hereditary bloodlines. That we bring
maybe,
bloodlines?
But until you prescribe it, how do they know? Until you validate it, how do they know? Until they come into a place to say, see, that's why we're not fighting you. We like your words. They're fine. We're just saying, is it environment or heredity? It doesn't make any difference to us, but that's not the point. The point is you're saying, what you're trying to say is do the words. If the medium is the message, how can you validate the medium? If the medium is the message, there's an if clause, then how do you validate the mean? That's what you're saying.
Well,
you're saying you're saying how you did that was blah, 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 blah. And we go, yeah, okay, that's fine. But don't use it as an excuse for it. That's all.
Not an excuse. We're validating by what we're doing.
What you're doing just so happens to validate ascension. But you didn't even know, you still don't even know what the fuck ascension is. So how is that true?
So that's where we are mortar. We are more mortar than
whatever that means.
Humans.
Whatever that means.
No, that means we're technology. That Carol and I are not humans in the normal, Biden's human trying to become president.
So,
we're not doing that. Acting and reflecting the evolution of technology as it ascends.
Okay. So you're part of the problem rather than the solution.
How is that a problem when technology ascends?
If they don't, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they're fucked. And they are. We agree. But see, that becomes the situation.
According to your words muffled. Starting to muffle. So what's your name? Alexandria said something that was what in your sentence there?
Okay, you're validating the words of what you're telling them that is, and for most of the people, they're not going to make it. So it's almost a slap in the face that they're not going to make it, and you're telling them they're not going to make it, okay? And they're not. That's fine. No problem. Then what happens is you turn around to prove the point that if they do these things, there can be a different outcome, but there is no way they can do that outcome. And you don't know how to tell them what that outcome is to do differently. So therefore, it becomes esoterically hypocritical to tell somebody they have to ascend when you don't even know what ascension is. We're not arguing about that.
No, we tell them.
No.
I'm not arguing with you. We tell them the truth, to listen to Ion, talk to Bob, and take the products. That's what you do. Whether they believe it or not, that's their problem, not mine. But I told them.
Good. Okay, that's good. That's good. I know, but when you take the back seat of, I don't know either. I'm just trying to figure it out. Ion says a lot of things. That's good.
Well,
because
yeah,
it keeps them jumping.
You know why I
keeps
say that?
Them jumping.
No, I say that because I know that what they think I would agree to what they're saying ain't real. So I say,
right.
No,
that's
no.
Right. They're obligated to their obfuscation. They, the little man, are obligated to their obfuscation. They can't see past Croker.
Right. So they got to study Croker.
That's good. They can't see past Croker. You can, but they can't.
Right. So listen. So Ben had a great quote from Thompson on Tuesday. And he says, well, that shows that it's all obsolete, this quote. Now, he's sort of like dismissing Thompson. And I was thinking, no, Ben, you need to read more Thompson. We're not here to obsolesce Thompson. Beg your pardon?
You're right.
We're not here to obsolesce Thompson.
You can't. If you obsolesce Thompson, there's no ascension.
Yeah. So you find out what Thompson means, and then you'll figure out what's different in Iondom from what Thompson said. But you got to know what he said first.
What you achieve will be conditioned on the least amount of Thompson that you ever read. So the more Thompson you have, the more you can avoid what you say is the upside down, which allows you to stellarly move past Arthur Croker.
Yeah, it's homeopathic. You take the dose of LaRouche, McClellan, and that, and it helps you deal with your mistake. And therefore, then you can
don't
handle
say mistake.
Ascension.
Don't say mistake. Say short-sightedness. Because it's not a mistake, because you can't get it wrong. But you're short-sighted, because that would be like taking McLuhan without LaRouche. It would be foolish. Can't get there.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Boy, you pulled that one out of the fire. Boy, we didn't think you were ever going to get that one out. That was pretty bad. And let me tell you, it was a white-knuckle flight for us, too, but... Thank goodness you're the dark soul. You made it.
Mm. Yeah, and about 5 minutes ago, the Bob Forster said, look at that, Bob's totally fucking up. They didn't know Bob was going to pull out of the
they
fire.
They didn't know.
They didn't see that coming.
Pull it out of the fire.
You know who you are, you Bob Forster.
You Bucky Fuller bastard. You Bucky Fuller bastard, you.
Okay, so maybe there might have been more refinement there, but. Let's see. Okay,
maybe, but look at the esoteric larger companions. Larger companions. Okay.
Of me?
What if it's a? Well, okay. Everything's about you, so why not?
No.
Look
who
at the
who are these companions of me? Of mine?
Oh, the companions of your bodies. The companion, like, where's Lewis? You have Lewis, Wyndham Lewis. He does all kinds of things, and appropriately so, and points out the most obvious of obvious. James Joyce. Where's Joyce in all these compendiums of relegated conditions that also add to the piping, pitted plot of precision that's the persona of peopledom's pitifulness?
Okay, good.